You're listening to a Platinum Portfolios podcast. In our latest podcast, we talked to the co-founder of Platinum Portfolios, Mel Meltzer, about the psychology of investment decisions. Morning, Mel.
Morning, John.
Mel, as I understand, you've researched the idea that psychology plays an integral role when it comes to fund managers making investment decisions. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. I've always been interested in the behavioral biases because there's an obvious link between psychology and investment decisions. Mm-hmm. It's the old human impulse of fright or flight that's built into our genetic makeup. Take, for example, the fund manager that went to a gambling house and noted the human behavior of people flying thousands of kilometers to come and gamble, knowing that their chances of success was minimal. He famously quipped, looking at this behavior, that he thought he was going to make a lot of money on the markets due to the human condition.
I see. So how does understanding this actually impact the company?
At Platinum Portfolios, we've been managing money for over 22 years now, and our goal is to improve our decision-making processes and ultimately improve the investment performance for our clients. Taking a cognizance of behavioral biases is vital in our business.
In fact, you're so set on this that you've even written an article about your research findings. Tell us about that.
There's been a lot of research on behavioral biases in fund management. I'll start with Adrian Furnham. He's a former professor of psychology at the University of London, and his knowledge of behavioral biases when choosing and monitoring fund managers has been spot on. Mm-hmm. He highlights the fact that the most important aspects of a fund manager is his attention to detail, his intellectual curiosity, his ability to carry out granular analysis, and his interpersonal relationships between peers and subordinates.
And Mel, are there others that you came across that study the links between investors' performance and their background and behavior?
Yes, John. There's another excellent example is Oleg Shuparin. He's a lecturer at the School of Banking and Finance at the University of New South Wales in Australia. He says the best fund managers select investments well and pick the right time to buy stocks.
Okay.
He believes that psychology is one factor to become a good manager. And there's also Greg Davies, who heads up behavioral finance at investor risk profiling company Oxford Risk. He studies in depth how a fund manager deals with their emotions and points out that you don't want to eliminate emotions. If people have to make decisions, there needs to be an emotional attachment to the future that that decision brings. But you want people making decisions that are not driven by knee-jerk emotional reactions.
So how does understanding this affect people who might be listening to this today?
It's the emotional state that they're in, which would enable them to make better investment decisions.
And Mel, I believe you found a study in the UK confirming this thinking that traders controlling their emotions was actually central to decision-making.
Absolutely, John. There was research out of UK's Open University that reported that different strategies regulated emotions, and those emotions have material consequences on traders' behavior and performance.
Okay.
There were further studies released by the consultancy Dalbar in the UK that retail investors show a series of biases when investing. We often find that retail investors sell low and buy high because of the emotions of greed and fear.
And is there any other evidence to show this?
Absolutely. For example, Colin McLean, mm-hmm. the founder and CEO of the Edinburgh-based Independent Fund Management Group, has highlighted that there's a tendency, even amongst professional managers, to sell the winning stocks and hold on to their losing stocks, the logic being maybe something will change over time.
And Mel, are there any other examples of behavioral biases that you want to unpack?
Yes, there are many factors, John. And Stephen Peters, who's a fund analyst at Barclays Wealth in the UK, says that his team considers behavioral and psychological issues such as pay, which can definitely drive emotion, good and bad, by analyzing fund managers.
Okay.
And further, he highlights that managers need to learn from their mistakes, how the decisions have been made, and these decisions have to be tested within the team.
So in closing, Mel, how's this thinking or psychology shaped the way that you work at Platinum Portfolios?
John, I think at Platinum Portfolios, we understand too well that our emotions affect our decision-making process, and we are well aware of the behavioral triggers and biases that play a role. It's our view that admitting to this and being aware of this each time we make a decision, we will improve the outcomes for our clients. Investing is difficult, and we can't guarantee perfect results. However, we can only learn from our mistakes and survive to make better decisions the next day.
Right. Thanks, Mel, for those insights. It's been a fascinating conversation. And if the listeners want to know more about this article you've written on this topic, where can they find it?
They can find the article, which was published in City Wire, and it can also be found on our LinkedIn page under Platinum Portfolios.
And that wraps up today's podcast. For more on the Platinum Portfolios investment philosophy, go to platinumportfolios.com. And thanks, as always, for listening. You've been listening to a Platinum Portfolios podcast. To listen to more of our podcasts, go to our website, platinumportfolios.com, or our LinkedIn company homepage. Thanks for listening.